more wrap up the conclusion of the Texas Tech Open / Multis right here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, postcast style. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple for the Purple Project Podcast, which we do cover all things Kansas State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas. And this is day three of the Texas Tech Open / Multi event that took place last weekend in Lubbock, Texas, home of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. The indoor team finished it up on Saturday. It all started with the the heptathlon on Friday, or no, just check that, Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday were the main events. And of course, Saturday's events included, featured, senior Stephen Kelhoffner, who finished third in the men's mile run. He landed down a personal best 4 minutes and 14 seconds for him, while Jack Vincent was right behind him with his personal best of his own, 0.3 seconds faster, 4 minutes and 16 seconds there as well. So good performances from the mile run from Kelhoffner and Vincent there as well. And that was fielded with 34 total runners there as well. Let's see. Vincent was fifth place there as well in this event. And Kelhoffner, again, was third. And then he had sophomore Tommy Hazen up in there. I'm skipping over someone else. This was the men's 300 meters. I'm going down, scrolling down the stat sheet. Junior Hadley Spector came in the top two position, 8 minutes and 32 seconds. And then again, Tommy Hazen finished outside the top three, just fourth, with an 8 minutes and 38 second performance there. As well, then cross-country studs on the women's side, Sydney Burton Jr., the junior duo, I should say, of Sydney Burton and Hannah Stewart. Burton finished second with a 4 minute, 55-minute mile run. Stewart, fourth in the women's 300 meters, I should say. She did not run a mile, check that. She ran 300 meters, 10 minutes shy of 9 minutes and 58 seconds there. Cecilia Fisher, the freshman, came behind Stewart with a 10 minute 12 second run, excuse me there. So why I'm getting that crossed up, I have no idea. There are also some more distance results here from the women's side. Jessica Caraway finished eighth overall in the women's 800 meters with a time of 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Freshman Grace Meyer came in sixth in the mile at a 5 minute 5 second pace. And junior Callahan Stewart, also part of that top three stud of the women's cross-country team. Now, this is the indoor track season now. Stewart, seventh in the 300 meters with a, or say 3,000 meters, excuse me. I might have said that earlier, just a few seconds ago. I got to correct myself there. So 3,000, Hannah Stewart competed in that. I have to backtrack. And now Stewart also competed in the 3,000 meters, seventh with a time of 10 minutes and 26 seconds there as well. More top 10 finishes from K-State indoor in the final day of the Texas Tech Open and multi-meter, the multi-invitational, I should say, excuse me. Sophomore Marcus Gelpe finished 7th in the men's high jump. Devin Richardson came home in 6th in the men's triple jump, putting down a jump of 50-050, while Gelpe back into the men's high jump at a jump of 6-8.75 there as well. And Grace Thompson, with 3 attempts in the women's shot put, came home inside the top 10, well, 10th exactly, with a 46-10.25 throw for her there as well. The women's 400x4-meter relay collected a 7th place finish in this one with an overall time of 3 minutes and 41 seconds, with the team featured Oshala Johnson, Shalisa Ray, freshman Tonisi Johnson, and Delaney Wright. This was the fastest relay time up to date for this 4x4 meter team on the women's side there as well. That kind of wrapped things up for K-State on that side of the track here on the Pro Project Podcast. Next time they take center stage, the indoor track and field team will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico this Friday for a two-day event at the New Mexico Collegiate Classic there. Next time, Osila Johnson, Shaisha Ray, Simica Hoffner and company, Kyle Gale, take center stage down there at Albuquerque, New Mexico for that two-day event. And, of course, we'll have the lowdown reaction for that meet this weekend, this upcoming weekend of the Pearl, of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition as well. So, busy weekend, last weekend for the indoor track and field team, of course, led by the director of operations, Cliff Rovetto, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Like, once again, if you found this K-State podcast, you love what you're hearing, make sure you first off subscribe to the podcast, and then you can go back and check out episode 142 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition. Me and my co-host Alex Aiden, we're both Kansas State alums and alums of the student radio station Wildcat 91.9. If you have a question for me or my co-host Alex Aiden, you can leave it, DM me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3 is the handle. Once again, at Eddie_EG3 is the handle. And again, Eddie is spelled EDDIE, not EDDY or EDDI. So just to clarify that for those of you who are wanting to throw in a question or comment about this podcast, it's at Eddie. EDDIE _EG3. So there's that as well. That's going to conclude another PBBD edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, folks. Again, K-State's going to be another busy weekend in store for the athletic programs here at K-State, folks. So you want to make sure you're subscribed right here to the Pearl Project Podcast. And for right now, we're closing the book on this edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.